and gentlemen, from the heart of Whiskers, it's Podzilla 1985 After Dark, right here on the Whiskers Network. My name is Shannon Young.
I can't with this dude.
Tonight, here with me, of course, is the co-owner and co-Whiskers of Podzilla 1985, Jesse Kimball.
I feel like I need to go back to playing games with you guys so that I can understand any of these bits.
Nobody likes the bits. No. Also, we're recording this at almost 10 o'clock because the following person worked all day, and when she got off work, told me how tired she was and how she was low energy. So I said, that's perfect for a comedy podcast. Lindsay Wolfgang.
I will hurt you because I'm also working another 12-hour shift tomorrow.
That's not her name. That's not her name.
I'm sorry. What's her name?
Lindsay Whiskers.
Lindsay Whiskers. Gone.
Whiskers? Did they call you Whiskers?
Also with us tonight, surprisingly, she looks very tired. Shelby Whiskers.
It is me, and I also received a text mid-Lindsay intro of my manager saying, come in earlier tomorrow.
Oh! how earlier is earlier?
I don't know. He said we need to discuss things that have happened since you were here Wednesday. I don't know what that means.
I don't like the
but
sound
it doesn't
of that.
Sound does, that
mean, does that mean that you were off on Thursday and just shit hit the fan?
It always does. I can't have a day off.
Also with the Whiskers, also with us.
Also Whiskers.
Mr.
Whiskers.
Mr. No Days Off, Double Whiskers.
Look, I'm just here so I don't get Whiskers.
I want to know how you got Whiskers out of Godzilla.
I don't know what's happening, and I don't know if I want to know.
It's not a game bit. I need you to know that.
It's an old story of an old friend and an old girl
we have latched on to.
Who had old Whiskers. All right. Previously on the show, Tanner was here. He is no longer. Is he gone? Did we lose Tanner?
He left. Okay. I don't know.
We
man.
Just started, and I'm already out of water, so I need to fix fine. This.
Well, yeah. He sat here for like 10 minutes with no one else, so now that everyone's here, he has to leave.
Well, Hunter, I know you were playing games with him. I could hear his games.
It says he's playing Evil Dead right now, so I guess he just decided he didn't want to do the show.
That's probably for the
and
best.
He's just going to play Evil
Dead. That's smarter.
Just heading right back to Evil Dead. Is Evil Dead good? You guys been actually liking that game?
Yeah,
it's
fun.
Here's the thing, though. It's extremely repetitive. It's the same thing over and over again. So if you don't like the gameplay, you ain't gonna like it.
It's not so bad when you have enough people to swap out who plays as the demon and everything. But I mean, even then, like 20%, you know, you're playing the demon 20% of the time. Like 80% of the time, you're doing the same thing.
And I like the survivors better than the demon, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
and in fairness, like you are talking to somebody that put, I played League of Legends for 4 years, I think.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I've never played that, but I feel like it's probably less repetitive than this.
Yeah, this
because I mean, this is just like quick match, get in, do the thing, get out.
Right, Jesse. I tell you what, one of these days you're gonna have to come over and give it a try, see what you think of it. We'll make it a play date. Lindsay's going to be gone. Our own Lindsay Wolfgang's going to be gone for an entire week starting next Wednesday. She'll be in Pennsylvania. So, you know, party at my house. Anyway.
Oh, snap.
Anywho.
Why do you have to wait until she leaves for that?
I don't know.
I'm apparently a party pooper, so.
She's a killjoy.
Every party needs a just makes nobody else has seen
the show. You think of that bit from The Office about, you know, I would never say this, but he's a wonderful friend. Why would you not tell him that?
Everyone's having a good time. Lindsay
secret.
Comes around and everyone's dead. She's like a nuclear bomb.
He keeps saying he's going to, like, fix up the house while I'm gone. And by fix up the house, he means have everybody over, make a complete mess, and then put it back in the state that it was in when
it.
I left.
Negative. Hang myself that's before you get home. All right. Anyway.
No.
Did you guys hear me say that? Or was I thinking that?
You said it.
Damn it.
You said the loud part quiet and the quiet part loud.
He said he used the outside voice instead of the inside voice.
I was gonna say the inside voice got out.
All right. We're not wasting no time tonight because we got to get back to the demon slang and the Godzilla-ing. Which we're on a limited time with that. Because
can we waste a little time real quick? Because I want to tell you something that a Republican witness said at a congressional hearing today.
Oh, no.
Only if I can tell Jenin, you who the motherfucker of the week is.
It's this person, Catherine Glenn Foster of Americans United for Life.
I like it already.
In the midst of a congressional hearing on abortion, and this is a real thing that she said, and I quote.
Please don't. Please don't.
In Washington, D.C., fetuses are burned to power the lights of homes and streets. The next time you turn on the light, think of the fetus incinerators. Look it up. Real thing.
Yeah, that's a thing she actually said. That's not The Onion.
Yep, does she understand how electricity works?
Yes, you burn fetuses.
She said this out loud, and my subreddit just lit up. Brand new sentence. Not The Onion. All these just like bing.
Squared circle for some reason. I was gonna say the motherfucker of the week is, and it's not in a bad way. It's just you motherfucker is George Bush for what he said. You heard about this, right?
I saw it.
So George Bush, he was giving a speech, and he meant to say one man's unlawful and like barbaric invasion of Ukraine.
Oh, hold on.
But
I'll get you the actual quote.
Please give me the actual quote, because guess what he actually said, Jesse? Go ahead and tell him.
No. Drink while you're doing this.
I can imagine he did the whole, like, whoopsie, I accidentally the other one.
Kind of, yeah.
All right. Yeah, here we go. All right, so I got the line here. The decision of one man to launch a holy, he's talking about Russia.
Right.
And he's talking about how corrupt their political process is, how they have, like, they assassinate political opponents, like everything is rigged. And it removes checks and balances, is the line preceding this one. The decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Look, I'm 75.
But you missed my favorite part of that. Uh-oh. My favorite part of that. He says of Iraq, and then he pauses and says of Ukraine. And then he goes, Iraq too. He actually said, and Iraq too.
Yeah, and then he follows it with, like, I'm 75.
He's openly joking about the fact that his invasion of Iraq was completely unjustified. And Iraq, too.
He's just...
Look, I'm 75.
He's just a sweet little meow-meow, all right? He's almost... He didn't mean to do these things.
Just give him a locked door again, and let's see what happens.
He's touched.
Just somebody get him a Werther's Original, and let him just sit off to the side.
I saw another quote from him, another clip from him. I forgot how much I love this one, where he's like, fool me once, you can't get fooled again.
Fool me again.
He just stops.
Every time I read that, I feel like I have a mini stroke. This one is just so painful.
Can't be
Shannon, what's
again.
That thing that? What was that thing that Lex Luger said? The no, I'm you are. I'm not you are. What the fuck was it?
Are you talking about Psycho?
I have half the brain you do. Yeah, that was Psycho Sid. Not Lex.
Yeah,
Luger.
He says he's talking to Scott Hall and Kevin Nash. He's cutting a promo on him on Nitro, and he says everyone knows you. Like he's something like you're half the man that I am, and I have half the brain that you do. And he stops. Nash and Hall are losing their shit in the ring because he said that.
Oh, my God. Oh. He's so serious about it. That's the best part.
I think my other favorite one of Psycho Sid is he's cutting a promo backstage with Jim Ross, and he starts talking. He screws it up. He's like, can I do that again? And Jim Ross is like, no, we're live, pal. He points at the camera.
Live, pal. Oh. He just keeps going.
Shad, I thought you were about to say something about like your favorite Psycho Sid bit was one where he turned his calf into a noodle.
His Jesse, what happened is his ankle.
It's a magic trick, but you can only do it twice.
Jesse, his shin was supposed to go straight, but it made a U-turn.
It took a wrong turn.
It was
an
illegal one too.
Also, since we're on the subject of wrestling real quick, I want you to know I've got my notepad pulled up over here on the side as I'm writing down the list of our topic tonight, and it's covering part of my OBS screen that I'm using to record this. At the bottom, because it's still the same screen I used for CCW Live last night, it says tickets for CCW Mayhem at capewrestling.com. But because the notepad is covering part of it, all I see is in giant red letters, apewrestling.com. And now I want to know.
All right, well... Isn't that just Warzone? Isn't that just what we do every night right now?
It also sounds like one of those risky clicks, like...
Yeah. You sure you want to go there?
Also, if you think I'm not going to the chat to rename somebody apewrestling.com right now, that is happening at the moment.
Oh, my God.
Boy, we haven't changed them in a while either.
We need to.
The question is who?
It's got to be Tanner, or Kaz. They're the only ones that support that fucking monkey.
Kaz's name is currently Ride the Monkey. I don't think that's a good idea.
You know that if we make that Tanner's nickname, he's going to think it's something racist.
Yeah, that's...
No, that would be if we made that Ace's nickname. Tanner.
Let's just split the difference and give it to Bob.
There you go. Wrestling.
That's usually a safe bet.
There we go. His was the oldest anyway. It was still the Castlevania election. So.
Really quick, Hunter, while you got it open, can you give everybody just an update on the names?
Oh, I should have left it open thinking that you would probably say that. Let's do it. I mean, they've changed a little bit. Ace is still ASAP's Fables. ASAP, like ASAP Rocky. Cody is still Chooky Doe.
It's Chooky Doe.
Mine is still Spritz to Me Britches, which I think was from last week. Bob is now apewrestling.com. Jesse is, for some reason, the leg warmer one. I don't know.
Kaz
is Ride the Monkey.
Ride the
Shannon
monkey.
Is still More Milk Per Milk. Steven is Planned Poetry. Tanner is Chupa Cobbler. And... Zach Kirkus is God Wilma. I don't know what that is either.
I think we were trying to say Godzilla, and it came out as God Wilma.
You were trying to say Godzilla, and you were drunk.
Might have had some whiskey.
That's what
in me.
Happened.
Also, what is the leg warmer one? That sounds familiar. We were talking about something, and we were the leg warmer one.
In other words, someone that has leg warmers?
That was the Milo Pony thing from last week.
Yes!
Oh, that
Shelby
is what
was
that
like,
was.
Oh, it was the leg warmer one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chooky
dough.
I got there.
All right, so we're gonna jump right into it. The topic of the night, as pucked by Lindsay Wolfgang. Go ahead, Lindsay.
It was kind of a group effort, honestly. This time, we are picking our top five cartoon intros.
Okay. Well.
Yep.
Let's start with me. So there's no fucking chance anyone's gonna take my answer.
This is the epitome of those. I even said when we were talking about this, like, man, all it's going to be is just all of us all night going, damn it. And then just typing
away. I rattled off like 20 possible things to my coworkers today. I'm like, this is going to get said. This is going to get said. This is going to get said.
I've already cut like two or three from my list because I know Lindsay's probably taken one of them. And I'm pretty sure
I mean,
the other one.
I was trying to pick weirder shit that I really like.
Look,
but...
I've got a couple live action ones on standby in case this shit gets stolen from me.
Tanner's power went out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, how the hell is he still playing Evil Dead?
Well, Xbox
is fucked up, man. Sometimes that works, sometimes
that doesn't. That could be running off a generator. Anyway.
That's what the generator's hooked up to.
Let's,
that and that alone.
Speaking of Xbox, let's start with, I don't know, Shannon. X-Men.
I purposely did not write it down because I knew that would happen.
I know there's several of them that are going to get taken. That's the only one I wanted.
That's the only one in my head. I was like, I have to have this one. There is no one other because the X-Men are my favorite superheroes. Everybody knows it. That intro is the best. I mean, yes, Batman was a better TV show, but that intro, and then everyone does their powers.
There was a movie recently. It's so iconic that it was in this recent film.
I nerded out real good at that part.
Yeah, Jesse did too. And he looks at me and he's like, ah! I was
doing the quietest squee I possibly could.
I also nerded out. The problem was Hunter and I had a discussion about said movie where I was like, well, he already told me everything that happened, so I'm not going to go watch it. And
he knew what was going to happen.
Yeah. So when I heard the music start, I was like, oh, that's a death march. Is what that is. But yeah, so my first pick is X-Men. It's the most iconic cartoon superhero intro, barely topping Spider-Man and Spider-Blood.
No.
Radioactive Spider-Blood.
Radioactive
Spider-Blood.
So the X-Men intro, also, I never realized how cool Cyclops was in that intro. He's so big and handsome. God, I wish I was Cyclops. All right, we're going to move on to Jesse.
Oh, boy.
Well, plus the Cyclops had Jean Grey. He had Emma Frost. He probably
we're not going on to Jesse.
He probably
we're going back to this.
Oh, sorry.
Shane has got to get through his rant of how Cyclops is the best.
He's
X-Man.
The best X-Man. He's the tallest. Because, Jesse, muscle mass alone, you know.
Colossus has him beat.
He was cultivating mass. He had to pack it on.
Yeah, so he could harvest it.
You were going to be a chimichanga.
You are becoming a chimichanga.
He also has, I got one more. He also has the best Valentine's Day card. Roses are red, violets are red, everything's red. Oh, fuck.
It's red. I prefer the medium of
a mountain.
I forget what I think he's like, hey, Gene, how do you spell Hawaii? And she's like, well, first off, you're going to need two eyes. My life's a joke to you, Gene, isn't it?
And then he banged Emma Frost. All right, Jesse.
He did do that a lot. He also banged a clone of Jean Grey several times.
Well, why wouldn't you?
One is going to be Batman the Animated Series, because I don't want anybody to take that from me.
Yeah. I left that one off my list.
Also, did not write it down, knowing good well.
Somebody was going to do it.
I knew if I took X-Men, someone was going to take Batman. Yeah.
Yeah, like, if there's anything that's more iconic as a cartoon intro from the 90s than the X-Men show, it's Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah.
Like,
that the music is so understated that all you have to hear is the bum, 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 mm-hmm. bum, and that's it.
Yeah.
Five-note run. Image.
You know exactly what it is.
So much of it is just shadows, even.
Yep.
Yeah, because all of it was drawn on like black paper.
Like, that Art Deco, like beautiful, graphic, yeah. You know, style
beautiful
architecture.
Art style.
I did not appreciate it as a child. I super appreciate it now, going back and looking at it.
I feel like I did, but I didn't understand why. I remember liking it as a kid and be like, nothing else is like this, but I could not, you know, verbalize what I liked about it.
The last cartoons I can remember where, like, they had Tommy guns that didn't shoot lasers.
Yep.
They shot bullets.
They had actual guns.
It was actual bullets,
Yeah.
Like, that was a lot darker than, like, anything else for kids at the time. And we're talking about an era where there was a RoboCop cartoon.
Yeah.
And a Police Academy. Terminator. Well, not Terminator.
No, not Terminator. Rambo.
Rambo. That's
Rambo.
What
I think of, All right. Let's move on to Shelby Whiskers.
I'm going to say The Amazing World of Gumball.
Yeah, you know that's right.
That has the craziest intro to any, like, current cartoon. Maybe not even current. It's kind of old now, but... Jeez, that went quick. it's just really neat. It goes through like all the different animation styles, and it's like a kaleidoscope of just boom. Now you're in the show, and I'm like, this is cool.
It's also a good show.
Mm-hmm. You caught my attention. What just happened? Oh, the show's starting.
Although,
that's my background screen. I know I turned my camera at one point many, many episodes ago to show you.
Yeah,
that's still my background.
Boy, this is jaunty.
Yeah.
But is it a better show than regular show, though?
Oh, yes. I was never a big fan of regular show.
I love regular show.
Early Rigby pissed me off. And then after that, when Rigby started being a good character, it was Mordecai that pissed me off. I was like, you can never be two good characters at once, can you? Why are you friends?
It's the balance. It's the light and the dark, man.
Right. I'm not going to lie. I watched the whole thing all the way through, but I hated like the first half. I was like, fuck Rigby, and then the second half I was like, no, fuck Mordecai, god damn it.
I like the ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, we're talking about regular show. Let's go over to regular Hunter.
Regular me is gonna pick the only one that I think might have gotten taken, and that's the real Ghostbusters.
God damn it.
Yeah, I know.
I knew the first round
was gonna be that thing, and it was the only one that I thought I would probably be able to get. But that's, I mean, how can you not love, first of all, you go back and watch now, the real Ghostbusters looks like an anime. Like, it almost is.
Yeah.
To a certain degree in terms of the animation style. Not to mention, the song is great, because it's just fucking Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr. Why would you not?
You get the ghost strutting down the street.
Yeah. It's phenomenal.
Who we would later find in the Ghostbusters 2016 movie was an actual character, you know?
Yeah, and much worse. If there was ever a good version of that, it was in the cartoon. That was the only time that was fun. I especially liked when they would come back from commercial and he would be like trying to saw his way out and be like, oh shit, I got caught. but no, the intro was great. It had you had all the elements. You had Ecto 1, you had the guys, you had the proton packs, you had the ghosts running around, you had the theme song.
It was the very end.
It's everything you wanted.
The very end was my favorite, when you see all the big monsters together and then Stay Puft was behind them. Yeah, that was always my favorite part. Yeah, that's good stuff. That's good shit. And then it became Slimer and the real Ghostbusters, and we don't talk about that.
And the thing is, even when the show got to where it wasn't as good, the intro held up because it was still the good. Same intro. They it's never really changed it.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Lindsay, who is now dancing and popping around. So she got her second wind.
The song's in my head already, and it will
Lindsay,
be in
stop
everyone's
scatting.
Head as soon.
Whiskers.
I knew it was coming.
Oh, so I have to take this one before anyone else can, because like I still
That's
absolutely love
one.
It.
Don't do it.
It is DuckTales, both old Ooh. And new.
I left it off there specifically because I was like, yeah, Lindsay or Shannon want to take
it. I literally have an entire shelf that is nothing but DuckTales.
I can't tell you how many times on a regular day basis in my head it just goes.
What's funny is I also know what the next pick is going to be. Not yours, the next one in line, because Shannon's next, and I know where this is going because of that one.
No, yeah, I know what you're thinking, and it's not actually that, because I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I don't know if I love that intro as much as I used to, honestly.
Ooh.
It's
controversial. That's
so
a hot take.
I'm gonna leave it off for a little bit, and we'll see where that goes. But Lindsay, I don't remember the new DuckTales theme.
So it's the same song. It is a female singing it, and it's a little peppier, I guess would be the best way to put it. Like, it goes a little quicker as far as that goes. I didn't know how I felt about it at first, but the more I listen to it, the more it has grown on me, and it is worthy of the original. Like, I think they're both really good.
So by an artist named Felicia Barton. I don't know who she is.
I had like weird images of the Muses from Hercules singing it. Like,
yeah,
I got that kind of vibe.
I could get that completely. Yes.
Does it start with?
Okay, it does.
All good. All right.
Yep.
Well, I know what they're thinking my next pick is going to be, but I'm going to let that simmer for a little bit, because my next pick is actually, and I don't know if this would ever be stolen from me, but I'm going to get it out now just in case, the Super Mario Brothers Super Show. I know I'm critical of the show itself because it doesn't hold up as well, but that intro was banging. From the live action stuff with Danny Wells and Lou Albano to like just them flying around on the carpet, he's touching the star. Yep. The song is badass. You'll be hooked on the brothers if brothers. You listen to this song.
Brothers.
Yeah. that was a good intro for a TV, for a Mario Brothers TV show.
It got the energy up and excited.
I'm so worried and disinterested, whichever, in the Mario Brothers movie coming out by Illumination. I don't care. And it's not because of Chris Pratt. Although, to be fair, when we saw the Doctor Strange movie the other day, three of the trailers before that movie was Chris Pratt movies.
The dude's everywhere right now.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Wait. Jurassic Park.
Uh-huh.
Thor.
Uh-huh.
What's the third one?
Oh, what was the third one with Chris Pratt, Lindsay? Oh, Buzz Lightyear. Is he in Buzz Lightyear?
Oh, yeah, he's the voice of Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
Oh, really?
Is he really?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure.
Ooh. I don't know. When that trailer was going up, I went out to tell the staff that we had sound but no image because we had Buzz's voice and just static. So.
No,
you guys are way
Chris
off.
Evans.
Chris Evans.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Okay. I knew where Shannon was. Like, I thought I knew it was a Marvel, an MCU person.
There's too many Chris's.
Yeah, it was one of the other Chris's.
Well, everybody hates Chris.
Oh, James Brolin is in that movie too.
That's
James Brolin is Zurg.
Ooh.
I don't know what that means.
Previews, I don't think
wait the big light villain. On Disney Plus.
Like the big Lightyear villain.
Emperor Zurg.
The giant purple dude.
ApeWrestling.com. Yeah. All right.
I'm gonna watch it, but I'm gonna wait till it's on Disney Plus.
I can't tell if Lindsay's too close to her microphone or if her internet's scratchy, but like you sound overdriven. Like you're Mike. Am I crazy?
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Is
it's
this
just
better.
It is. I just can't tell if it's a. All right. I'm a
slap. Am I just being too loud?
You're usually being too loud. I can hear you talking from up there as if you're in the room with me on top of your.
I can hear you talking too.
That's because I have a loud, powerful voice. You sound like you sound like a shrill ape who's wrestling at apewrestling.com.
Christ, well,
that,
Shannon.
That broke you, Shelby.
Well, Shelby's gone.
Yep. All right, let's go to Jesse.
Okay. I thought about taking that one that's on everybody's mind that Shannon was going to take.
Hooked on the whiskers.
But, no, I don't. I've assembled a shitload of them because I didn't know. Like,
oh, I'm pretty sure we all did.
Y'all remember that movie where Jesse is standing there?
Coming, warn a Mario brother.
You remember that movie where Jesse's standing there with the Captain America shield and he goes, "Shitload assemble." Sorry, withdrawn.
What?
All right, go ahead. What? He said he had a shitload assembled. What? So I'm like, oh, he's like, shitload assembled. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I get it.
Don't worry about it. Go ahead.
All right, so my next one, I'm going to go with South Park.
Going down to South Park.
Oh, I really didn't think anybody would take that one. That's the first one that I had on there that I was like, nobody else will do that.
It's a lot because me and Shelby just got caught up on South Park. So I've been like kind of reminded of it.
That would take me forever at this point. I don't even remember the last time I watched South Park.
I stopped watching when they moved out to Tegrity Farms. I was done there. And
that whole
remember the World of Warcraft episode? That's about it.
Ooh, that's a good episode.
Too far back there.
Yeah, though the Tegrity Farms stuff, like Shelby can attest, I was getting a little tired of as we were watching through. But once that wraps up, which takes longer than it needed to, but once that wraps up, like it gets back to being pretty good, and like the current season is pretty good. The COVID specials were pretty good.
I take that back. I watched the Wendy episode where she introduced them to Yaoi culture.
Okay.
Oh, that was the Asian kids. They were
That episode was pretty funny.
I thought it was funny because when Jesse mentioned, like, man, I'm getting real tired of this Tegrity Farm stuff, I was like, oh, don't worry. They actually bring that up at some point in the show. It was like the next episode. They're like, so are we done with Tegrity or what? Are we going
to keep doing this? Tegrity Farms was their weed farm.
Yeah.
They made weed with Tegrity.
So I don't know why you think that would have any of interest to me. Let's go on to Shelby.
I'm just letting you know.
But anyway, the point is, it's a classic theme song. Primus wrote it. Like, it's, and I love Primus.
Wait, Primus wrote that?
Oh, yeah. They performed it, too. That's Primus. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jesse, have you ever looked up what Kenny says in the intro?
Yes.
What does he say?
That was so resounding.
It changes. Like he's had a few different ones, and they're all pretty fantastic. I can look them up and read them if you want me to. Otherwise,
I think someone should, and it should be not me.
It'll be someone funny else. Listening to Jesse sing.
All right. Let's see. So yeah, there are several of them.
Give us three.
So season. All right.
Three of your favorites.
There's only five. So.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So for the first two seasons, I like girls with big fat titties. I like girls with deep vaginas.
Okay.
That's the one I remember. Oh. Yeah. There it is.
Hey, I got a 10-inch penis. Use your mouth if you want to clean it.
That's the one I remember.
Someday I'll be old enough to stick my dick up Britney's butt. And then the current one. I like fucking silly bitches, and I know my penis likes it.
Wow!
What a brilliant, satirical show!
Why does it sound like Jesse was composing his end of Cards Against Humanity haiku? That's the one that wins the vote.
It specifically mentions that for the season that Kenny is dead, it's Timmy and the Lords of the Underworld screaming Timmy.
Oh yeah. But they're also saying other things. I wonder what that was. Because
no,
when he
Timmy
says Timmy, he's saying other shit, though. Like, people, it was like that's Chewbacca. True. Like, people could understand him. Or, like, Luke, I guess. Yeah, when he would say, like, Timmy, like, he was saying shit. People knew what he was saying. I don't know.
Let's go to
the inflection.
Let's go to Shelby. Well, no, not now, I'm not. Thanks.
Gone.
What was that?
Freakazoid.
Yeah.
Freakazoid?
Yeah.
I love that show.
Damn it.
As a kid.
Sorry.
There it is.
Sorry.
I love that show as a kid so much. And it's It sort of holds up depending on what episode you watch, but that intro is still like the best fucking one that I can.
I never really watched Freakazoid because we never had the WB, and if it was on anything else, I never really watched it at that point.
I did watch it, and I loved Freakazoid when I was younger.
You know, I didn't know much about it other than I was taught about that whole like candle jack.
Yes. I actually love that they like Reddit still does the bit like in the forums. Like people will go and they'll start to say candle.
God damn it. Guys, but now we can't heal Shelby. Jesse, you're her microphone.
Did you say you can't heal Shelby?
I can't heal. I'll heal you, my brother. You are healed.
I heal you, my boy. You are healed.
All right.
I had to do it. Thank you, Hunter, for starting it.
True story. I learned about that in an e-fed. There was a dude who made that like part of his gimmick, and it was very weird. Like his promos would end when he would be like tricked into saying that, and I was like, what the fuck is happening? So I went on like a deep dive Google search one night, and I saw some very like long YouTube clips of that show, and that's what I knew of it.
It's good stuff.
That's good stuff.
All right. Let's go back to Double H.
Okay. One that I am fairly confident. No, you know what? All right. I keep saying I'm confident that nobody's going to take these and then somebody's going to do it. So I am going to get right into one that Lindsay might do, and that's good old Chip and Dale.
Rescue Rangers!
Which we can so see the good. New illumination of tomorrow.
With this danger!
Was that soon? God, I didn't realize it was that soon. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm kind of excited about that. It looks terrible.
But yeah, like, I think it looks good.
Best way.
I've heard
I think it looks really stupid,
Roger
but like,
feels.
It's a spiritual successor to Roger Rabbit, and Roger Rabbit's in it, so that's pretty cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
Despite the fact his actor passed away, so it ain't gonna be right.
So. But I always really liked that whole show as a kid, and then
love
the intro
it.
Was just like
love
the it capped the whole thing off, man. It set up the tone for like it's gonna be very investigative and adventurous, and
that's because. Fucking Disney cartoons during that era were just amazing.
Were amazing.
And the video games that Capcom made based on them were also amazing. Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers is a fantastic game.
Yes, they all like sell for money too, like DuckTales and DuckTales 2. Like
Darkwing Duck. Yeah. Oh, there's that name again. We can't say it though. Gotta keep that on the hush hush.
No, so. The only name you can't say, Shannon, is Candlejet.
Son of a bitch.
I didn't do it fast enough. It wasn't funny. Bit. Never mind. Move on.
All right. Well, let's go over to Lindsay.
Lindsay.
I am continuing with my theme of ducks, but it's not the one you think. It is Count Duckula, because I freaking love that cartoon, and the beginning is creepy as all get out and then turns into just silliness.
Can confirm is silly. I just
it literally starts out of this like storming castle and this like Vincent Price-esque voice coming Duckula. Over telling about the Counts of Duckula and how you can destroy them, but it's pointless because you can bring them back from the dead with a special potion. But this reiteration got screwed up because instead of using blood, they used ketchup, and so now he's a vegetarian.
Duckula. I just remember that
Didn't
part.
Did you listen to that on one of our St. Louis trips?
Probably. I made you listen to it, yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Because I was like, no, I remember way more of this than I should, given the last time I actually watched it. And I was like, I'm pretty sure Lindsay made us listen to this on the way.
Yeah, I probably did, more likely than not, because I love it. It's so stupid and cheesy, but it's that, like, wonderful, weird animation that Nickelodeon fed all of us 80s and 90s children.
Duckula. That's going to be the new thing,
exactly.
Hunter. We're going to be playing Call of Duty and just go, Duckula.
Duckula.
All right, well, I'm going to pick one that Lindsay was probably going to take.
Whiskers.
And it is, it's Sailor Moon.
No, I was going to leave it for you because I figured you would take it.
It's the American.
But it was going to make it on.
And it's the American Sailor Moon, too. Not that Japanese horse shit, that liberal bullshit.
I mean, I
this
love
was the, it was when Funimation like redid a bunch of their stuff for American audiences.
Like, I like the original Japanese intro; it's fine. But that American intro, like,
the Deke intro.
The Deke intro. Okay,
yes.
Well,
all
right, Hunter, you got that? Okay,
I'm on it.
Okay, The lyrics are terrible.
Evil bun.
Yeah,
I didn't even like Sailor Moon as a kid, but I still remember that theme song.
Well, that's because it has that sweet ass guitar solo where it's it's awesome. That shit rocks my ass. Anyway,
that was so aggressive. Why did you have to say it like that?
I don't know. Let's come back to Jesse.
All right, well, I'm gonna stick in that same vein there. They did a similar thing with a different show that Shannon hates.
Oh no!
Rock the dragon. And the American, the Funimation version of Dragon Ball Z, when they brought it over here, they changed the intro entirely, and they gave us this like super metal rock out like awesome squealy guitar intro.
That's that '90s anime goodness.
It was so good.
Yeah.
And nothing like that. And you listen to the actual
opening, and it's like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, that was. And they do it on, like, DBZ Abridged. Like, they give us the Japanese opening for it versus, the American one. And that shit is just, like, the American one was phenomenal. Nothing got us hyped more than, like, getting home from school, turning on Cartoon Network, then Dragon, Rock the Dragon, Ball Z.
Yep.
The only things I remember from Dragon Ball, because I never watched it as a kid, as Jesse is right, I don't care for Dragon Ball, but I remember that theme song, and I remember, what was it? It was like, next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z.
And then later it was...
It will take you 3 weeks to battle one bad guy, but then we need the Dragon Balls again, and that will take one episode.
So I started rewatching Dragon Ball Kai, and like the entirety of Dragon Ball Z got condensed down to like 160 episodes in Kai. And I was looking it up because Mandy...
Wait, did you say down to 116 episodes?
Yeah.
Down?
Yeah. Down to 160 episodes. Filler.
What could they possibly be doing?
It took out
they just
filler.
Hit each other.
It's because there's about 50 out of every 20 minute episode, there's a good 10 to 15 minutes of just screaming to power up.
In the original series, yeah. Like, yeah. So we were looking into, Mandy is watching with her family. They're watching the OG Dragon Ball Z right now. I found this out when I was talking to her about, like, something in Dragon Ball Z. And she was like, are you watching that? So are we. And we looked it up. Dragon Ball Kai is half the episodes. Like, by the time Dragon Ball Kai is done, like, that... You're halfway through all of Dragon Ball Z. It's nuts. There's so many episodes,
Jesse,
of Dragon Ball Z.
Do you know how many episodes?
Much filler.
Jesse, do you know how many episodes One Piece has?
Too many.
Oh, it's they're into the thousands.
937.
Anime wise that I think outruns One Piece is Pokemon, and even that might be close.
Naruto also has a shitload of episodes, but it finished.
He won't stop running.
But it's the way he runs.
Is running now.
It's the way
Boruto is running now.
It's Boruto.
I honestly couldn't get into that one because
wait a minute. Did you say Boruto?
That's his name.
The new series.
His cousin Landfill, who just showed up to take over his legacy.
It's a landslide.
Appreciate it if you would call him that.
Boruto.
Oh, God.
Boruto. That would be so much better than the truth of it. Man. Yeah, he named his son Boruto.
And then there's his cousin from Mexico named... never mind. You know where this is going.
It was going to be real racist.
No. I was going to say it was Juan. There's nothing racist about Juan. Anyway.
His name is Roberto.
Anyway, let's go to Shelby.
I'm gonna go with
Whiskers.
Yeah, I'm stuck between two. I'm gonna say Star versus the Forces of Evil. Because I absolutely love it. It's one of those ones where every time it came on when I was first watching through it, I was like...
Was that the one with the unicorn head?
It's the one that I tried to watch because everyone's like, Lindsay, they stole your character from college. And I'm like, not really, but I see the similarities, yeah. And then I'm just like, that horse head can't.
Pony head is really annoying.
Similarities.
Did she say similarities? Is she yeah, at, is she at apewrestling.com?
Apewrestling.com. I don't. We gotta stop saying that because it's gonna be a real thing, and I'm not about to go find out.
I'm not gonna click on it.
But it's definitely a real thing.
Yeah. Someone's gotta make that risky click.
It's just Donald Trump wrestling.
No, easy there, Barack. Who's saying?
No, we're not doing that. Yeah, Star was a. I thought that was pretty cool animation, but that head was. Whew.
Yeah, Princess Ponyhead is not a great character.
That is that is an acquired flavor.
She is beyond a stereotype that needs to just stop.
Oh. All right, Double
H. Her entire family. I don't know if it's gotten to the
stay
episode
with me. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
He was on a half shoe.
Whiskers. Go ahead and knock that off the list.
Oh, there it is. I was going to say, I figured by the time they got to round three, if it wasn't there, like, it's fair game.
That's a given.
I left it off, but I thought, well, it hasn't been said and it needs to be. Somebody's got
to
do it.
Yeah, no, it needs to be on there.
Yeah, that Ninja Turtles
was
not
one
a...
of, that was one of the first ones as a little kid that I put my Play School tape recorder up to the TV and recorded it onto a tape. Mm-hmm. And it would get listened to just over and over again.
It was one of my favorites where they did the they do the thing in the theme song where they tell you everything you need to know about the show.
Well, Leonardo leads.
Yep. Here are the four characters, and here's what they do, and here's generally who they are.
Yeah.
Go and do. And here's then, a half shell.
Turtle Power.
I saw a thing yesterday that was like, we need more songs like TLC's No Scrubs, where they describe a creature and then give you all of its like background and lore. And I'm like, that's what the turtle theme song is.
I like that description for No Scrubs, though.
Yeah, that's what it is. They give you a creature and then they give you all of its lore and its weaknesses and how to identify it.
I don't want no pigeons. Anyway. All right.
Or Pidgeys.
That was the only good Ninja Turtles There's intro, no too.
No,
yeah.
They all had their own flair.
It was the Woo! Best one,
but like, I wouldn't say any of the other ones were bad.
I would.
That's kind of like saying like Extreme Ghostbusters was okay, but boy, it was edgy as hell. Oh,
one of them was in a wheelchair.
Not even the show. I mean the intro. Do you remember the intro for Extreme Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Like the low, slow punk rock version of the theme song. Ooh.
Well, they had to hip it up, Hunter.
They had to do something.
Yeah.
That's why they put that kid in the wheelchair.
It was sad. Well, he had the kids identify with him. But Hunter, with a mic and a beat, he could get out of his seat.
And he could rap about this and he could rap about that.
Let's go to Lindsay. Overdrive.
Tiny Toon Adventures.
Come and join
We're tiny, we're toony, we're all a little loony.
And in this cartoony, we're invading your TV.
That's right.
I haven't heard that in forever. That's good shit.
Yeah, that does.
It is good. It's catchy.
They crack up all the sensors.
What's the best character from Tiny Toon Adventures? Everybody say it at the same time.
Go Go Dodo.
Plucky.
Go Go Dodo.
Plucky Duck. Fuck you.
Keys go down the hole.
Yeah.
I go down the hole.
I push the button. You don't push the button.
My elevator, not your elevator, my elevator.
Plucky Duck was the fucking best. Jesse and Shelby didn't answer because they knew it was Plucky, so they weren't even going to try.
I was trying to think of anybody's name other than Buster and Babs.
Yeah,
Plucky Duck, Hampton Pig.
Izzy.
Go-Go Furball. Dodo.
Hampton.
Furball.
I forgot about him.
I love Furball.
Furball is good.
Beefy, Shirley.
Shirley the Loon.
What was the girl's name? The Huggins.
Elmira.
Elmira.
Montana Max.
Boy, I fucking hated Elmira with a passion.
Book Everybody Mara. Did. Everybody did.
Hampton.
There she goes. Keep going. Name another one.
Importantly, I have not watched this show.
Do it again. Come
Dizzy
on.
Dizzy Devil.
I haven't watched this show since the 90s.
Dizzy. Say Dizzy.
I've got the first season of it on DVD somewhere.
Say Dizzy Devil.
I did say Dizzy. Okay. Like, at the beginning.
I had a Tiny Toons like sports game. It was a very weird little sports game.
Calamity Cody. Yeah.
It was like 3-on-3 basketball and soccer and something else. And it was one of those games that like the AI wasn't really great. And so I played it enough by myself. I was an only child. I played it enough by myself that I can like memorize the fucking patterns. I was ending basketball games like 100+ to nothing.
So you were just the Harlem Globetrotters at that point.
Yes. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
All right.
It was totally ridiculous.
Let's go to Shannon. My next pick is Code Monkeys. Because Code Monkeys like you.
Good choice.
Yeah.
I like that one.
One, it's a catchy song. It was a clever show and it had the best out at the end of the song where you just hear him go, "I love you, whores." It's always always made me laugh.
They loved Fritos, they loved Mountain Dew.
Yeah. What Code Monkey like you?
They were a very simple man.
Yeah.
With that, big, warm, fuzzy, secret heart.
Oh, that's I love that show. Like, I'm sure that show does not hold up.
I love you, whore.
But
I forgot about that.
Why is your penis green? Oh, why are you looking at me, penis? Because it's out and it's green.
It was a surprisingly good show.
It was I mean, it was stupid as hell, but also clever. Yeah.
It was entertaining.
And I think, is this the first adult animation we've said so far? South Park. Oh yeah, yeah. What was that one? What did Kenny say that one time? I like fucking bitches in the ass, or what was it?
It's something like that.
It's something like that. Yeah. All right, let's go to Jesse.
Okay.
Second to last one, buddy.
Bad thing about like having so fucking many. Now I don't know which ones to pick.
Gonna hit those honorable mentions.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true. I think I'm gonna go King of the Hill for the next
one. God damn it! Mm-hmm. That was my dagger. That was my final shot.
All right. I'll leave that one for Shannon.
No,
then.
Take it, because I got a backup. Don't worry, I got like six of them.
All right. Yeah, you talk about like knowing an intro from like the first few like notes.
Down.
Yep.
Yeah.
The refreshments.
A great band.
Yeah.
That's just a good song. Like, and that gets you just in the perfect mood for King of the Hill watching.
And that intro too, with how like it's just their day sped up as he's just sitting out there drinking beer the entire time, and like it's so iconic. It's so iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good pick.
It's so good.
It's also really good. I say pound for pound, that is the best animated show of all time. King of the Hill.
It has best adult animation for sure.
I hate what they did to Luann, but
Yes. The later,
no, that's fair.
The last like two or three seasons were not great, but at least it wasn't like The Simpsons where it went 20 seasons over when it was great. So,
and really, like the only reason the last few seasons were bad is because the writers were just trying to stick it to Fox. Because
Fox was definitely sticking it to them.
Well, because they were like, no, you can't have an overarching story like that ruins
Why?
Syndication.
Well, they
like Fox just told him like that ruins syndication. You can't have
characters
can't age and you can't have this overarching storyline.
Well, see, when you do that, then you have weird shit like The Simpsons, where they've had to rewrite Marge and Homer's history like 5 times because it's been 30+ years.
Homer has single handedly revolutionized music no fewer than 4 times.
Right.
I've actually found a YouTuber that goes through all the characters, and it's really weird watching where like the time splits are because there is no set timeline.
Not anymore. There used to be. I wish they'd kept it and just aged or into the fucking show.
At this point, fucking Homer and Marge are our age.
No.
Yeah.
Homer and Marge are in their 70s.
Yeah.
No. That's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, okay. I got you. Yeah. 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 Homer.
We're their age now.
Homer, I believe, is 38, if I remember correctly. Because there's an episode where he said 38 years ago, some guy knocked up, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. Speaking of which, they're bringing Married with Children back as an animated show. Well, I feel
the
about
the animated show part confuses me.
And with the original voice cast, now that confuses me even more because a lot of those people are very different ages than they were.
Yeah.
In the original show, I don't know.
They're going to sound a lot different because that's the only reason you would do animated is just to continue where you left off.
Yeah.
Right. David Faustino, there's no way he still sounds like he did when that show was.
Bedwetter B?
Are you talking about Grandmother B?
Let's go to Shelby. Whiskers B.
Grasshopper B?
Grasshopper B.
Cartoon Beetlejuice.
I knew you'd have it. I don't remember.
Yeah, I didn't even put it on
that. That's another one. It's just like Ghostbusters. Like, you just want the theme song again. Yeah. That's Danny Elfman.
I'm going to have to listen to it because I don't remember it at all. I love the show, but I don't remember the theme song.
It's almost exactly the same.
Almost the same. They've got a few more, like, it's got a little more cartoony energy to really it, jaunty. But it's still, yeah.
Like this cartoony and sound effects one of those. Come in.
Yeah. The visuals are good. It's that very roller coastery stuff jumping out.
I read
you,
that
carnival ride type thing.
Go ahead.
It's funny because every time in my head I picture it and I am riding the roller coaster, but the roller coaster is actually an episode. It's not really the intro. You're just going down like a whole way of different things.
Yep.
And I always am like, how do I keep flip flopping these?
Yep.
I read that Pete Davidson is what Beetlejuice looked like when he was alive.
I saw that and I was like,
very funny.
All right, well, that doesn't make me feel great because I have co-workers, we'll put it, who think I look like Pete Davidson, and
you
we need
not.
To talk because
do
I
not.
Don't understand no. where it's coming from.
That's like,
I mean, don't get me wrong, I get it. You guys see me with my glasses all the time, so I know that makes a difference, but these bags are designer. I don't know what Pete's doing. Like, that's not the same thing.
Plus, Pete Davidson is significantly darker skinned than you.
Is he?
I don't know about that.
I have to double check.
I thought
that.
You were going
to
say taller, and I was like, well, yeah. But
his hair is a vastly different color.
There are people.
And texture.
Co-workers who thought Jesse and I looked the same.
Which still baffles
that
me.
Baffled us, too.
I don't get it.
Jesse was short here and long here, and I was long here and short here. So
there was a brief time where we both had, like, but it was different because, you know, Shannon's always had, like, the shoulder length there. Parted in the middle, and I just had like it could best be described as a mop.
Yeah, yeah, the mop top. Yeah,
And we both rocked the chin strap for a long time.
Yes, because I learned in college that I had no distinct jawline, and this created the illusion. Because when I shave the chin strap, I look like Homer after he shaves. Okay, let's move on. Who was it? Hunter.
Shelby.
Wait,
she did Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah.
Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't remember how we got to that point. Boy, there's a lot of ones here. All right, look. Scooby-Doo was not always a great show, but that was a great theme song.
Well,
it's indicative of the time. It has stuck around forever. This is another show where every other version can go to hell. And yes, I do include a pup named Scooby-Doo because that song was super annoying.
But what about the new Velma show where the girl's got her head cut off and everyone's naked in the background?
I just assumed the theme song for that was probably coming from like the Smiths or something. I don't know. No, really, the original classic theme with the show. Yeah, that's everybody knows that song, and that show's been off the air for 6,000 years. Like it's super iconic. It's catchy as hell. If we weren't doing this, and that was the last thing you heard, you would not get it out of your head for 2 days.
No,
oh, you're
I think it's hard to underestimate how great.
Fucking hated that show.
You didn't like that show because you were fooled by
episodes.
It many times.
It was never a monster. It was never a monster.
That's what I'm saying. Every time you were like, this fucking time.
This is the
man,
one.
I was
Fox Mulder watching that show going like, this is the one. This is the one where it's the monster. Nope, it was old man Higgins.
The first 8 minutes into the show, you went into the living room with your mom and you're like, Mom, you're not going to believe
this.
This
is the one.
This is the one. This is it.
And then my mom would say, well, Shannon, there's also this plate of steakums I made for you. I was like, Mom, I hardly think that I'm concerned with matters such as that.
They did do a couple of movies
you ate
where
the steakums anyway while you
then
watched.
Then I ate the steakums. Yeah, I know. They made movies recently that actually had real monsters in them. But at that point...
They made movies back then.
Yeah, but they teased my dick too long. At that point, I didn't want it anymore.
There was one episode where there was a real monster, and it gave me nightmares. It was Charlie the Funland robot.
That's a robot that doesn't count.
He isn't a person, though.
That's true.
So they didn't pull. They didn't find old man Jenkins under that mask.
Here's what irritated me about Scooby-Doo.
Holy crap, that thing was scary, and it still freaked
Shelby, I need you to put a, I need a picture of that in the text chat so I can see it real quick. Also, while they're doing that, what I hated about that show, I had on my mom got me like a VHS or two of it, and one was like Scooby-Doo meets Batman and the Robin.
Yeah,
the
I had
Robin.
That one.
And then there was fucking Scooby-Doo meets the cast of Gilligan's Island. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here with your fucking. Oh my
I
god,
love
man!
Batman and Robin.
Scooby-Doo is all about crossovers.
I love crossovers.
Batman and Robin were taking Scooby and the gang back to the Batcave, but they couldn't show them where it was, so they had to blindfold them. And as they're getting them like back into the van, Batman says something about Shaggy keeps saying he's hungry, and Batman's like, you know, it's all right, Shaggy and Scooby. When we get back to the Batcave, we'll all have some bat milk and cookies. And they zoom in on Shaggy, and he just goes, bat milk, and then it just cuts away. That's stupid.
That's good shit.
A kids' cartoon. Like with the blindfold on, you can see the expression still of like bat milk. That was so bad. Even Shaggy didn't want to eat it. Come on, man.
Oh, okay. Oh. Let's go to Lindsay. We got a picture in the text only chat for babies. Oh, I remember him. That's a fucking Sentinel.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
a prototype a bit, yeah. Sentinel. Yeah,
I remember that. Okay, well, I have to go
fuck
with
him.
Another obvious one for me, and that is Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
And honestly, Pokemon, I like Pokemon. Most of them as far as that goes. Like the original is still the best.
It's Pikachu. But... Oh, sorry.
It's Clefairy.
Fuck.
Clefairy. But that's another one of those ones you can start singing and most other people will follow along.
I've been to more than one convention in different fucking states where that exact phenomenon
as you
occurred.
You want to be the fairy best.
The fairy best.
The entire room.
I remember them
and then
running
they start the rap.
And then the true test is if they know the second verse.
I don't remember the first verse. I just remember, I always thought it was a cool intro. Pokemon was the first anime I ever watched. I don't know if I've ever said that.
Same.
Like, I used to watch it. I get up in the morning.
It's the only one I've ever watched.
Well, knowing Hunter. What anime was. Hunter. I watched a bunch of it in the 80s and I didn't know what it was.
You don't have to watch it to be an expert on it. It's fucking 2022, man. Be an expert on anything.
I grew up, well, the field.
Don't let your dreams be dreams.
The tulip fields in Holland.
No, God, don't get me started. Every year, I leave that post up so that every year it shows up in my memories and I can be like, it's April 23rd. Here we go.
All right.
Every year, this the group chat is like, Jesse,
you
remember this?
It's tulip time.
Tulip time? Ah, my last pick is...
With Al Borland and Tim Taylor, anyway.
It's it's The Simpsons. It's The Simpsons.
Yeah.
How could it not be? It's Simpsons are awesome. Simpsons always good. It'll always be good. That intro. Also, Jesse, when they scan Maggie, did you know that there's always something different that pops up on the scanner, much like the South Park thing? Including
I thought originally it was always the same thing.
Well, it was a like price. It was but occasionally it would say things like NRA forever or
what?
So it's a bit. It's in the Simpsons. I think it was like season 3 or 4. They had a behind the scenes special with Troy McClure.
Oh,
and he's talking about. Did you know that when they scan Maggie, the register says something different, including and it was like NRA forever, and it was another one. And I said that's just another like extreme right wing political belief that Matt Groening threw in there for fun.
Thanks, Fox.
Say it's the Simpsons. I don't have to say anything else about it. Jesse, let's go to you.
All right.
Oh, actually, hold on. We had honorable mentions. I'm going to get my honorable mentions in there real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Earthworm Jim. I don't know if anybody remembers
Hang
Earthworm
on,
Jim.
I'm writing this stuff down. Give him a minute.
Give
him
a minute. Why was she drunk? Give a minute.
Give me a minute because I'm writing them down because I'm going to make a full list of everything.
What was that Pokemon thing I sent you that missed you? I gotta tell you, you gotta bust it, won't quit. They got
these
bicycles.
Bikes.
$1,000,000? Get out of here. Oh, fuck, it ruined me, man.
So I only had three, and this was where the joke was going to be. It was Earthworm Jim, and then the X-Files and the Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. Because
they should be animated series.
I would watch an X-Files animated series.
I would totally fucking watch an X-Files animated series. What about Beast Wars?
Get away with a lot.
No, let's go to Jesse. That's the only Earthworm Jim was the only one I had on reserve, just in case somebody else took more of mine. And that's only because I didn't care to think of more. All right, let's go to Jesse. Because
there are just so many.
There's too many.
You didn't say.
Oh, and well,
the big one.
I'm waiting to see if anyone takes it, and then I'll use it at the end. So.
Yeah, because I just assumed like between you, Lindsay, somebody would take it, so I didn't even like.
This is very. This is a very duck centric group. That's for sure.
Right. All right. So I guess my last one's gonna be Avatar: The Last Airbender. Because that's another one that's kind of like Teenage Mutant Turtles. It gives you everything you need to know right during the theme song. Like it has like this the whole epic theme tells you what's going down, what's about to go down. It's
I wouldn't yes, recognize Steve, that scholar or that know. Show if anything was thrown at me, but I know all about the Four Nations and the Firebenders
yeah.
and all.
That's
that.
Right.
I know. I just know.
That,
yeah. Yeah. Then the Fire Zeitgeist. Nation attacked. like
Kruskog system.
Then yeah, you had Korra. Like after that one was also pretty good. That but that was narrative. That was mostly good because it was narrated by J.K. Simmons.
And the live-action movie.
Oh, shut up. and my honorable mentions. I'm going to go with that Men in Black 90s cartoon that I don't think anybody watched.
I watched it. I loved it back in the day.
I watched it, but I was aware of it.
Yeah, that cartoon was so good, and that intro was phenomenal.
I have like, not thought about stuff. That cartoon in so long.
Oh. Now you got to look up the intro so you can listen to it again.
It was good.
Then Futurama.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Like, that's just another classic intro. And then one that was kind of like that I just really liked how they did it. Did anybody but me and Shelby watch Invincible on Amazon?
I watched. There was one day where I watched like 3 or 4 episodes by myself in a row. Sarah was asleep. I remember very little. Not that I didn't like it, but it was just. I don't know, man. I never went back and did it. It feels like a fever dream. Like, did I do that? Because I know that I did. I can go see it. But I never picked it back up.
I always remember the meme that came from it because I see it.
Think Mark.
First time we saw that, Jesse was like, what the fuck are they doing? Like, what
is, well, it's either that one or the permutations Mark. Of the, like, how do I do this thing? That's the neat part. You don't.
Yeah, that too.
I do like
Yeah, there's some pretty good memes that came out of it. Like, it's a good show, and I recommend everybody watch it.
I remember when Jesse sent me the intro part of the show. I was like, hey, watch this. And I was like, okay. And then I was like
here's the I showed him the ending of the very first episode.
God!
Oh, there it is.
And yeah, like, that's the way to get you hooked.
The heroes!
But the way they do the intro to it, like, throughout the season, like, it's just really cool. They do, like... the title card, like somebody says the word invincible at the beginning of every episode. And instead of them actually like getting the word out, like they just like they don't actually say the word. It just shows the title card, which is like invincible. And it'll like play the little tune and stuff. Every episode, it gets bloodier and bloodier. And like it's just to kind of capture like because the show starts getting dark.
Yeah.
Like by the time you're at the end of it, like that is fucking dark.
Yeah.
And I've now read the comic book, and let me tell you, that pattern continues.
Lindsay, I have 2 more honorable mentions.
Okay.
And I'm going to sprinkle more of these in as we go along. Sonic the Hedgehog. Remember that? Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay, which one? Okay, yeah. So
Sonic,
the one that was just called
He Can
Sonic
Really
the
Move. Yeah. The one with the, yeah. Where it was like
Circle.
A, yeah. It was
that
a,
was like the adventure series.
Right, it was the serious
was comics,
one. Right.
And, yeah.
That was a good show. That was a real good show, and that was a great intro. And High School of the Dead. I love the High School of the Dead intro. The anime got weird. Got a little sexual.
I had to think for
got
a second.
Got real
like,
weird
what?
Real quick.
Yeah. But that intro kicked ass. Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, that was a good intro.
I'll think of some more as we go along. Shelby.
My last one is Space Dandy.
Is that an anime?
Yes. It's basically, it's like a more upbeat, more recent Cowboy Bebop. And
you
I think I
pompadour.
Told... Yeah. It's the, and I'm pretty sure I've told everyone to watch it because it's great. But the intro is it's very similar to the Cowboy Bebop one, where it is a bunch of silhouettes moving across the screen until it gets to like a splash card style thing where it'll show their full character, and then it goes back to where it's silhouettes with ridiculously colorful backgrounds going around behind it, kind of giving you glimpses of different places throughout space that they visit. And I absolutely love it. And it's I don't know, because Cowboy Bebop was going to be on my list, but it's one of my honorable mentions, along with Gravity Falls, which is animated X-Files, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not as
pretty animated. Much. Yeah.
Adventure Time and Kipo. Kipo is kind of similar to Invincible, where they'll...
Yeah, I love Kipo.
She said Kupo?
Kipo.
Okay.
Kupo.
Kipo in the, what is it, Kipo in the Realm of the...
Realm of the Magic Beasts or something like that?
Wonder Beasts,
yeah. That's a phenomenal show. Like, and the music in that entire show is fucking incredible. Like, everybody needs to watch that show.
God, yeah.
Is that on Netflix?
Yes.
Okay. What was the last one, Shelby? I'm sorry.
Crypt Keeper.
Like Tales from the Crypt Keeper?
Yeah.
The old Tales from the Crypt. Yeah. I
changed the channel. I couldn't deal with that cartoon. Like,
I couldn't watch the live action one because I was so scared of the Crypt Keeper when he would pop out of the casket. So I watched the cartoon. That was like my way of watching it without watching the real thing. And then, you know, when I stopped being a little Steven bitch, I started watching the real thing.
No!
So.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of want mine to double for both of them because I enjoyed both of them so much.
You've seen Demon Knight, right? And Bordello of Blood?
I believe so.
Demon Knight's the one where they're holed up in an old hotel and he's got the blood of Christ and the demons are trying to take it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because if not, we got to watch this. And then Bordello of Blood was the one with Dennis Miller where he's a detective and he's trying to find the girl's brother, but the girl's brother went into a whorehouse that's full of vampires and now he's a vampire? Okay.
Yep.
Damn it.
From Dusk Till Dawn?
No, that's a bar. That's what my brother would call it. Titty bar. I hate that term. All right, Lindsay, I got another honorable mention. Write this down. Okay. Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yes.
Shannon, please.
I'm sorry. All right. Shake Zula, the mic ruler. All right,
it wasn't my last choice, but it was on my honorable mentions. All right,
that
was literally just gonna do the. My name is.
So I showed Jesse.
Get the money,
the
G.
Jiggle Billy.
Commence the jiggling.
I showed him. I was like, "Here's a clip. Here's what you need. Like the three main clips from that episode to basically tell you what's going on."
I got these
jiggling.
Happy time fun pills.
I'm not dead. I'm just real depressed.
Why do you need night vision goggles?
You know what? They put you in that box, right? They put you in that box to die.
Yeah, let's see if you can fly.
Oh, Frylock. Highlander was a documentary and it was filmed in real time. I especially love this because I know Jesse does not like Aqua Teen Hunger Force, so he has to suffer through us having a good time.
100% that feels like the episode that, like, even if you don't really like the show, like, I could show Sarah that episode and she'd be like, all right, I get why this is funny. I don't like the rest of it, but this episode is good.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened when she showed it to me. I was like, yeah, because I've never really been a fan of it. She was like, commence the jiggling. I was like,
regularly
just
jiggling.
That's
like stirring something. I'm like,
commence
the jiggling.
Yeah, she said that. And I just looked at her blank face and she's like, wait, have you never seen that in Aqua Teen? I'm like,
all right, I got like a 3.5-minute clip from the show.
I'm not dead, just depressed.
I'm like, depressed.
He had those action bills.
He had the fun bills.
All right.
He's got to get them paid.
Double H.
All right, real quick, rapid fire. The honorable mentions are all shows that I didn't really think were that great, but I think the intros are better than the shows. Ren and Stimpy, which we talked about not that long ago. Show's not great, but I loved that little like jazz intro, that little bump, doing the little bongos and shit. That was great.
Yes.
Doug, that fucking theme is catchy as hell. That song, or that show sucked. That song.
Whoa, did you just say that show sucked?
Yes, I did, and I will continue to say it. That show was terrible.
Oh, I love that show as a kid.
That show was
before Disney
got
their hands on it.
But Skeeter.
Yeah, when it was Disney, it was real bad.
Skeeter was racist. I also, Lindsay's going to hate me. I hated Muppet Babies, but that song was hard to get out of your head, and he flew the next
Muppet
wing.
Babies.
That was fun.
No, Hunter's right. Hunter's right. Muppet Babies was fucking terrible and weird.
And this is another one I'm probably also going to get hate from. Oh, I liked the theme to Animaniacs, but I never really liked that show all that much.
I agree.
What, you don't like Animaniacs, Lindsay?
I thought you meant me.
Parts of it, but no. Then it got old after a while. Like,
okay, hold on.
I liked the Good Feathers. I liked like early Pinky and Brain before they got their own show.
All right, Lindsay, you know we're talking about Yakko, Wakko, and Dot, the Animaniacs.
Yes, I am aware. I am aware that we are talking about the characters that are voiced by Tress MacNeille and Rob Paulsen
and
Jess Hornell.
And you don't like it.
I'm well aware.
Because you like Vaseline on toast.
What the fuck?
What the hell does that mean?
Preferred Tiny Toons.
I also preferred Tiny Toons, but
my actual choice is the one and only that I was very convinced no one else was going to pick, and it's Beavis and Butthead. We're going back to Mike Judge, and I'll tell you why. Here's one of the best parts about Beavis and Butthead. It's the intro. The intro belies everything about the show. It's like weirdly classy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you expect these guys wearing Metallica and AC/DC shirts to have this ridiculously like overblown. It's like
and
a
it's
little
just
bone.
Basic. Doo, 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 yep.
Just a little bass line running in the background. It's the little silhouettes of their pictures that show. And it's just them laughing, just giggling. You know, it's just that dumb shit. And yep. then it's just the title
basic.
Card. MTV presents Beavis and Butthead, created by Mike Judge.
Yeah.
It's so like clean. It's like weirdly
minimalistic.
Classy.
Yeah.
And it's great.
It was.
When I told you guys before, we talked about this on a show not that long ago. In middle school, and it was around the time my parents were separated, I was borderline obsessed with Beavis and Butthead. My grandpa really liked it, and so we kind of like weirdly bonded over that, which he always watched Nickelodeon shit with me too. But he thought Beavis and Butthead was hilarious, and my mom hated it. So we would watch it together. And when I knew that, like, when MTV was, like, on the little guide, okay, you know, Beavis and Butthead's coming up, and it's, like, two-hour blocks of just, you know, those shows. Flip it over, sit there, and wait, and it would start in the dark, and you would hear them giggling, and I would just get hyped as hell. Like, here we go. And then you just hear the do-do-do-do-do. Ah, it was great. It was great. It's a great intro. I don't care what you think about the show. It's a great intro.
All right, Lindsay.
That's it.
You finish it so we can leave. It's 10:50.
This is the point where I like am sad I'm at the end because it's just hard for me to like narrow stuff down.
I'm sad you misrepresented yourself as a fan of cartoons when you didn't like Animaniacs.
I will hurt you.
I rest my case.
Okay. Well, anyways, my honorable mentions. We're gonna continue with the Nickelodeon stuff and throw in Rocko's Modern Life.
Also a terrible show.
By the B-52s, yeah. Apparently. Uh-huh. Rocko's Modern Life.
Yep. from the MTV stuff, I've got to throw Daria in there.
Yeah. Standing on my neck.
I don't remember that.
That is a good. I kind of wish I'd thought about that. I would
have
It's a good one.
Hunter, you're looking at Dylan's Burger right now. I wish I'd ordered that.
Hey, let me have a bite.
For my true 80s childness, I have to have Gem and the Holograms in there.
Well, they're,
it's just pure 80s rock. Yeah, and
they're magically outrageous.
Pop, yes. Yeah. But my final one I'm going to actually go with was another earworm as a kid. I'm going to go with Thundercats.
Ooh,
of
yeah.
our other Hello? Anthropomorphic. Uh-huh. Feel the magic, feel the roar. Thundercats are loose.
So nobody even put Darkwing Duck as a goddamn honorable mention.
I was waiting to see if anyone else took it. Yeah.
Everyone was avoiding
everybody
it.
Thought everybody else was going
to
grab it.
I just assumed Shannon was going to do it. Like, nobody did too.
Well, like, okay. So I started thinking about it.
Garfield and Friends in there also.
Yeah, damn it. That one is one I wanted on my list for real because I love that intro. Yeah. So put that down. Replace one of mine with that one. I don't care which one.
Okay.
But yeah, Darkwing Duck, I started thinking about it. And like, I like the song, but I kind of hated the actual intro. Like, the cartoon intro was just okay. The song was great, but...
Yeah, I tried to gauge mine on not just the song, but also, like...
The visuals.
Visuals.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And I didn't think Darkwing Duck had a great visual intro. But but I love the show and I love the song and Darkwing's a hero of mine. I have the Duck Knight Returns in here on paperback somewhere. I got that sweet. You can't see it, but I got this sweet. Oh, I'm gonna grab it real quick. You guys talk about yourselves for 2 seconds.
I guess
yeah,
I could,
we're
I
good at that.
That.
Oh yeah, no, you totally need to get that. You need to show them the statue. Last time we went up to St. Louis, we found this, and I'm like, "This is coming home." So.
It looks like that might be what he grabbed anyway.
Yeah,
that's exactly what he grabbed.
Got that sweet. Let me put on my camera here so I can.
Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Sweet Darkwing Duck figure right there. Love that. I love that.
Yeah, like, I do kind of get where you're coming from. Like, that song is truly spectacular. That's good shit. But yeah, the animation that goes behind it is basically just clips from the show.
It was very basic. Yeah. But when there's trouble, you apparently don't call the animator. Well, you apparently don't call the Animaniacs because Lindsay don't give a fuck. All right.
Call Ghostbusters. Anyway.
Who are you going to call?
You're not going to let me live this one down. Like, somebody else. Are you?
Somebody else.
All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. We're going to get out of here. I want to thank everyone for being here on this late, late show with Craig Kilborn. For myself and for Jesse and for Lindsay and for Shelby and for Hunter and for Whiskers. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back next week with all new episodes of your favorite and least favorite shows. I wonder where this one ranks. All right. Shelby, you do the honors.
Oh, it's so late. But now I want to go listen to more cartoon intros.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Jim.
All right. We're out of here.